Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Vincent stays on side, right side. Backhand pass in front, scores! Loose puck over the far post for Greenway, and the Sabres extend their lead here in the second period. It's now 3-1 with 3:47 to go.
Jordan Greenway there with the game-winning goal, his 10th of the season. That was late in period number two. For Greenway, he hits double digits on the season. Buffalo wins it by a score of 4-2, but that game-winner from Greenway is our NOCO play of the game. Brought to you by NOCO, the official natural gas and electric supplier of the Buffalo Sabres. We welcome you into our final Upstate Honda Dealers postgame show of the season. The season done for Buffalo. 82 games in the books, a 39-37-6 record. Buffalo getting 84 points, 7 less than last year's total. And of course, as we know, eliminated from postseason contention. There is some good drama in these games going on in the Eastern Conference wildcard race with the Capitals and the Wings and the Flyers and the Pens. We'll get you to those coming up in just a little bit here, but the Sabres finishing tonight with a win by a score of 4-2. Dylan Cousins, 2 goals, Jordan Greenway a goal, Zach Benson a goal, and a solid performance in net from goaltender Eric Comrie in likely his final game in a Buffalo Sabres uniform. And the Sabres finish at least on a winning note. While they were eliminated, the Sabres went 2-0-1 and got 5 of their last 6 points. We'll get some locker room reaction coming up here shortly. We'll also get Don Granato and his post-game comments for the final time this season. And we'll also, of course, get Paul Hamilton's take here on this 4-2 victory as Buffalo finishes the season tonight in Tampa with a victory. Let's get some final stats in. They're brought to you by Level Financial Advisors, helping you retire better. Visit levelfa.com. Final shot totals end up 34 for the Sabres, 33 for the Lightning. Power plays, both teams in the game, 0-2, Sabres and Lightning. In net, Eric Comrie gets the win, 31 saves in the win. And Andre Vasilevskiy gets the loss. He made 30 saves, facing 34 shots. Your three stars, Steven Stamkos with a goal, star number 3. Eric Comrie in goal with the win, star number 2. And Dylan Cousins, who had 2 goals, is star number 1. So Dylan Cousins is our electric player of the game tonight, brought to you by Town Ford. When you think of Ford, think of Town Ford. Well, I mean, I'll give a little credit to the Sabres in terms of just not mailing it in. We know if they could have, or if, you know, if they did, it might not have been surprising either. Disappointment, I'm sure, for everybody that they didn't make the postseason. But in the 3 games that they were eliminated, they went 2-0-1, picked up 5 out of a possible 6 points. So is that meaningful? I'll say I'll give you credit, but it's not that meaningful in terms of maybe how they're going to start next season. I don't think anybody's going to sit there and say, well, they played those games that they were eliminated very strong, so I'm expecting a strong start to next year. I don't think that really has any carryover at all. I know it feels good maybe flying home. But other than that, maybe other than a couple of individual things that maybe went well here down the stretch, I don't think the value in these games really have any impact on next fall when they start back up again, thinking about what the Sabres need to do. I think Buffalo knows exactly what they have to do in terms of improvement for next year. And I think you can start by figuring out the fact that this team just in general cannot start poorly in the standings. When they start the regular season next year, and they'll start it in Prague, by the way, in early October with two games with the Devils. They have to get themselves in a position where they are not just chasing a month into the season. It has been a very, very repeating pattern here over the course of this drought that the Sabres put themselves in a hole in the standings, get themselves multiple games out of a playoff spot by, you know, 2-3 weeks into the season, and then they are off and chasing. And when they go through a losing streak after that, it buries them even more, and then it turns into chase mode. And this year played out that way for sure. I would say three poor months of hockey, October, November, and December, it was bad for this team. Now, they turned the corner in January and February and had two very good months and got themselves somewhat legitimately back in the race. And then when they got to March and the games were very meaningful, they started off very well. In fact, there was one point where we know the Sabres went into Detroit on March 16th with a chance to pull within 2 points of a playoff spot. And they fell on their face in that game and scored once. And then Buffalo did some work to get themselves back into it again. And they went to Detroit again. That was on April 7th and had an opportunity to pull very close again within 2 points. And they scored one goal again. The big stage moments for the Sabres this year, every time they had it in the standings in terms of that, hey, this is a big game tonight for Buffalo, an opportunity to maybe really legitimately be in a spot here that you can say, yes, we are in this race. They fell flat and they lost all those games. They've got to figure out a way to be able to handle the, quote, pressure. Don Granato has talked about it quite a bit this season, that they don't know how to handle pressure well. They said that last year when they went through that final month of the season, when they were kind of, you know, back and forth and up and down like hell, they didn't handle pressure. This is the first time all these young players had pressure, and this is a good learning experience from it. Well, in my opinion, they learned nothing from it, because this year, every time they had a monster game, they came up short. And, you know, at some point, you can't blame pressure or lack of experience of it. It's just players not being able to handle the moment. Like, at some point, that's not on Don Granato giving a rah-rah speech. That means these players have to figure out a way to step up when the, quote, pressure is on. And they haven't been able to figure that out. So not starting out where you're burying yourself in the standings and then being able to handle big games, I think, you know, those are kind of some bigger thoughts here in terms of what the team needs to do better for next year. I think that's stating the obvious. You know, if we start to kind of break down other team aspects that have to be better for the Sabres next year, I'll quote Rasmus Dahlin, and he had said, look, if we have a power play, we are in the playoffs. And I agree with him. I mean, this team ends up finishing, is not going to finish that far out this year, but the power play was pretty much a disaster from start to finish. It got a little better in that January-February stretch, and by a little better, I mean maybe close to what the league average does, but they were very, very poor throughout the majority of the season. Again, those games where they had trouble to score, they would get a power play opportunity and you could say, hey, this is maybe where they could kind of wake them up or get themselves going. And they definitely fell flat for sure in those instances there. So the power play, I'll put as a very, very poor, you know, D-minus sort of grade for them this year. They were very, very poor throughout the course of the season. And guess what? They had pretty much the exact same makeup. They still had Dahlin. They still had Thompson. You know, you still had some of the other quality players that were on the power play, and they weren't able to get it done. Alex Tuck underachieved there. We know Victor Olofsson was a part of the power play last year, and not even anywhere near what he needed to do this year. They couldn't get Thompson his one-timer in a normal setting, in a normal rhythm. That kind of threw Buffalo off, and there was a lot of perimeter work. I remember talking to Marty Baran in, like, November about the power play, and he's like, look, it's easy to defend. The Sabres make it easy. All right, let's get some live interviews here. We'll start off with Eric Comrie first with Paul.
Difficult. We've gone through a lot of ups and downs this year. Going, getting sent down, coming back, not winning for a long time, and to get that win to prove that my work ethic and my hard work paid off is pretty exciting for myself. And I mean, whatever it does for me, it's awesome. It's been an honor to play with these guys, and been an honor to be Buffalo Sabre for how long I've been.
As you were making save after save, were you just growing in confidence as the game went on?
I mean, when you haven't won since November, you don't have a ton of confidence in yourself as it is. So I think for myself, I was just trying to play and just trying to enjoy it. You never know when it's going to be your last NHL game. You never know when it's going to be your last time playing for a team. You never know when it's going to be your last time playing with a group of guys. So I just tried to give everything I had tonight and just play for the city of Buffalo, for the team, and just give everything I had. I mean, it's been an absolute pleasure with these guys, and it's sad that it has to come to an end.
Was that kind of a definition of a team effort? I don't think they could have won without you, and you couldn't have won without them.
It was just a pleasure to play with them tonight. I mean, they were playing so hard for me, and they didn't have to do that. It's game 82. They're probably thinking about summer plans and different things like that, but they came out. Didn't matter. We were playing in Florida, sun, and everyone's outside. They came out and battled as hard as they possibly could for me, and it just goes to show you the kind of group of guys we have in this room and how special it is. And I don't think anyone who hasn't been around this team doesn't know that. And I think the more time you spend in this room, the more you realize how special this group of guys are.
Thanks, Eric. Eric Comrie on the post game. Brian, back to you.
All right, Eric Comrie there with some words that not surprising. High class all the way. You can say what you want to say about his record in net or his performance at times, which wasn't good at times, but he is very, very likable for sure in the room, and he obviously kind of said it there tonight that is it for him. Back to the room. Dylan Cousins now live.
Thanks, Brian. Dylan, good effort by both your goaltender and the team. It seemed like he was there for you and you were there for him.
Yeah, Combs played great. You know, he stopped a lot of great chances, and you know, I couldn't be happier for him to finish the season on that note. You know, he battled hard. He dealt with a lot of adversity this year, and you know, see him go out and play like that today, I couldn't be happier for him.
What can these last two games do for you? I mean, you scored two nice goals in this one. You got one, so you finished the season with three goals in two games. Can it at least give you some sort of a positive to go into your off season?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to be thinking about much other than not being in playoffs. So, you know, that's the biggest thing that's going to be on my mind. And it's going to be on my mind every day this summer, every time I'm on the ice, every time I'm in the gym. So, you know, it's going to be a big summer for a lot of us. And, you know, we got a lot to prove. And, you know, we're hungry.
What did you think about the way that Zach sort of grew throughout the season? And, you know, seemed to just continue to get better, especially the second half offensively.
Yeah. You know, it's you don't see too many players come in at, you know, his size and his age and be able to play in the NHL and win battles and play an NHL game. And he did that. You know, he's always battling in the corner. He's taking pucks from guys. He's good along the wall. And he's, you know, he does have a really mature game. So I think as the season went on, he just grew and grew, got more comfortable. And I mean, he's incredibly smart on the ice. You know, he's just so smart. Yeah.
Thanks, Dylan. Dylan Cousins on the post game. Brian, back to you.
All right, Paul, thank you. Dylan Cousins with a very solid performance tonight. Two goals and an assist. I'm sorry, two goals and an assist. And the Sabres win 4-2. Ryan Colziel here on our Upstate Honda Dealers post game. We hope to have more from the room here coming up. We'll get Don Granato. We'll get Paul Hamilton's take. That's all coming your way here shortly. Cousins named the first star tonight. Comrie, star number two. We've heard from both of them. And also Steven Stamkos, star number three for the Lightning. Buffalo finishes their year 39-37-6. Good for 84 points. At the moment, the last team in is the Washington Capitals. They have 89. So they are the last team in. Detroit has just won in overtime. They were down 4-2 in the third and come back to win it in overtime. So now they have moved into a tie with the Capitals with both one game left. So we will have some good drama there. And the Penguins win as well. So all the teams that were in that logjam all won tonight. So the Islanders have clinched the third spot. They'll play Carolina in the first round. That's set in the 2-3 in the Metro. But now if you look at the rest of these here, you've got Washington with 89, Detroit with 89, Pittsburgh with 88. And the Flyers also have 87. I believe, okay, they could technically be alive here depending upon tiebreaker. I'll have to take a little bit a look on that to see if they can actually maybe pass Washington and Detroit with wins. They do have the regulation wins on Detroit. If they win in regulation, they could tie Washington. We'll have to see then kind of some of the other tiebreakers play out here as everything updates with these early games going final. The Rangers are about to clinch first overall, the Metro, the division title, and the President's Trophy. They're up 4-0 with 4 minutes to go in the third. So the Rangers will play whoever that last wild card team that gets in. And then, as I mentioned, Carolina and the New York Islanders, they are locked in to a matchup there. In the Atlantic right now, we still don't know who's going to win the division with a game to go. Boston lost tonight. They lost in Washington. So the Bruins have 109. The Panthers have 108. Florida, if they end up tied, would have the tiebreaker. So they both right now have one game left. Boston plays tomorrow against Ottawa at home, and Florida plays tomorrow against Toronto at home. So we'll know tomorrow night who the Atlantic Division winner is and who's in second, and then who Toronto will play. And we still may not know who that wild card is. Let's see, Detroit plays tomorrow. Washington plays tomorrow. Does Pittsburgh play tomorrow? They do not. All right, so, but Pittsburgh maybe does not have a chance depending upon what happens. If Washington and Detroit win, that puts them at 91. Pittsburgh cannot catch them. So Pittsburgh could be eliminated tomorrow night if Detroit or Washington get 2 points. You got to figure maybe one of them will. So it may come down to the Caps and the Wings for that final spot, and then whoever wins that ends up playing the Rangers. And then, as I mentioned, whoever doesn't win the Atlantic Division, either Boston or Florida, that'll end up being Toronto in round one. Whoever wins the Atlantic will play Tampa. So maybe we're starting to get some shape of some of the matchups in the East. Tomorrow night, we could have them all. Assuming that either Detroit or Washington, at least one of them wins, then we'll know all the results because the Bruins and the Panthers both play as well. So tomorrow night we may know all the matchups in the East, which I'm excited to see here. I don't know who you could really consider to be the strong favorite. I thought maybe Florida would be, but the Bruins continue to play great. The Rangers have been outstanding for most of the year. All right, back to the room. Let's get some more interviews. Here's Alex Tuch live.
Alex, you guys got some pressure on. You got some people in the net. You scored some goals out of it. And, you know, you basically held them down to, even though they put some pressure on.
Yeah, you know what? It's a good, honestly, 60-minute effort. And I'd say a lot of times you can just mail it in last game of the season, not going to the playoffs. But guys in here all came out with a mindset to battle hard for our guy between the pipes there. Honestly, that's what it came down to. That guy's been battling all year. He's been doing everything for us. Hasn't played at all, really. And so for him to come in last game, and we wanted to make sure that we were giving it our all for him. And we had some guys show up today and play really hard. It was good. It was awesome to see some guys get rewarded, and him to get rewarded most of all.
And you had to love the game that he played. I mean, he played really, made some great saves.
All right, there's Alex Tuch live. Let's now go to Don Granato with Paul Hamilton.
Thanks, Brian. Don, Eric Comrie goes in there, and that was one of those games I said to Eric, they couldn't have won without him, and he couldn't have won without them. It seemed like a very big team effort for the for both.
Yeah, it was a, I mean, you knew the guys would be excited. The love for Combs is pretty thick in that room. He was key in the first period for us till we got to our game, and then once we got to our game, there was a lot of things to like out there. We had to battle an early loss with Thompson. Tuck shifts to center. The cousin line, Quinn and Benson, were great. Greenway stepped up for us. So lots of guys stepped up as we went through that game to make it a nice finish for us.
Is it good to see Dylan get a few in a game like this, just given the way that the season went?
Yeah, it was very, very nice to see Dylan get rewarded for the work he put in, and he's he competed hard tonight. He was strong on pucks, and obviously he was rewarded for it. He had 2 or 3 points and could have had more. And he was a real pain in the neck for them the entire night. And as I said, when you lose a centerman, you lose Thompson real early in that game. Lots of guys had to step up, and Dylan was big in that regard.
As you mentioned, you moved Alex to center. Did you want to get a look at that? I mean, just to see, you know, how he would react playing center?
He's been taking faceoffs. He's also had to position defensive zone quite often, assume center responsibility. So, it's something I believe he can do when called upon. And even, even more consistently than a one game scenario. So yeah, it's nice to see that today he was able to rise really quick to that challenge. I know he looked at me immediately, and it was an easy decision to make.
Is Thompson's injury a bad injury, or?
Well, if we were playing tomorrow, he wouldn't be. So it's going to take him a little bit of time with this one. He's not day to day right now.
Just given the noise and speculation, Don, I just was wondering, have Kevin and Terry given you an assurance that you will remain as coach next season?
Yeah, you know what? Let's just stick with the game tonight. You know, a lot of great efforts out there tonight. Obviously, I can reflect on, you know, not where we wanted to be for where we're at on the season. So I'll leave it at that right now. And
thanks, Don. Don Granato on the post game. Brian, back to you.
All right, Paul, there we go. Don Granato, his last question there, asked about returning next season. And he just says, you know what, we'll just kind of leave it be for tonight. And we'll go right back to Paul here. Paul, let's start with Eric Comrie. You could tell, even emotionally, the players were really invested in playing hard for him tonight.
I think he was emotional, you know, being here with him and talking with him. I just kind of think he was emotional, too. And he likes this team, and he likes these guys. And he wishes it would have worked out. It hasn't. I would, you know, the chances are pretty good he's not going to be a Buffalo Sabre anymore. But, you know, and I think that bothers him, that it hasn't worked out. I mean, he has two wins this year, the beginning of the year and the end of the year. In between, it didn't go well for him. And it didn't go well last year for him either. Injuries had to do with it. Lukanen taking the job had to do with it. A lot of different things had to do with it. But, you know he's a good person. I mean, you've got a good person here, and he was an excellent teammate.
Paul, Dylan Cousins had a very strong game tonight. He did finish the season strong, so I know he was hoping that maybe that'll be a part of what he seems to be having a very motivated summer upcoming.
Yeah, that should help him a little bit, but as he said, he's going to be spending every single day upset that they weren't in the playoffs. That's just going to be his focus every day of training, whether it's in the gym, whether it's on the ice. He's extremely upset about it. 3 goals in 2 games doesn't do anything to take that away. The sting of that. And I think he thinks if he can be a 30-goal scorer again, they can be a winning team. I think he takes it personally, and he takes it hard. And, you heard what he said.
Paul, I just want to thank you for everybody here and our crew for a great season of work. I know everybody appreciates your work and expertise, and I know you want to thank the listeners as well for listening, so I'll let you have the final word here before you leave.
No, absolutely. We couldn't do this without them. I wish we could have had a little more time to talk here, but we got to get out of here. And it's been a pleasure. You know me. I hate the end of the season, and, you know, it's just a shame.
Paul, have a safe trip back to Buffalo. I look forward to having some pizza and weir and a beer and some drinks together here. We'll celebrate the season either way when I see you.
Okay, take care.
All right, great. Paul Hamilton with us here. A great crew we have here. I know I mention their names at the end of the broadcast each night, but it is a pleasure working with all these guys, including Paul, of course, who is with the team here in Tampa tonight. Sabres win it 4-2 to close out the season, their 39th win of the season. And at this time, we're going to say goodbye to all of our local affiliate stations. We want to thank you for listening as well here. No matter where you've been listening to the Sabres broadcast across Western New York or around the world on the app or on the world on WGR550.com, we appreciate you being with us throughout the season here. And obviously, we'll be keeping you posted on all the off-season news here leading up to next September when we get back for preseason hockey. All right, more Upstate Honda Dealers postgame coming up for all of our local affiliates. Again, if you want to keep listening, go to WGR550.com or on the Odyssey app. Sabres win the finale 4-2 over Tampa. I'm Brian Culziel. We'll be back with more in a moment right here on the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network.
Right in front. Oh, what a pad save. The rebound. Comrie dives back and kept it out. Great save by Comrie to keep it a 1-0 Buffalo.
Dan Dunleavy there on the call. Eric Comrie tonight making 31 saves. That one's our save of the game, brought to you by your Upstate Honda dealers. To see the exciting all-new Honda lineup, Visit your local Upstate Honda dealer today. 4-2, Sabres beat Tampa in the season finale here on our Upstate Honda Dealers postgame show. 39-37-6 is how Buffalo finishes their season. 84 points. As of this moment, 5 back of the final playoff spot, but it'll likely be 6 or 7. As we'll take you through the scoreboard here in just one moment, but let's get a couple of other things in. First, let's go with our Clinton Collision hits of the game. Clinton Collision, we're there when you need a repair. Well, the Sabres tonight credited with 11 hits. Only 2 players had more than one, so we'll give Bo Byram's 2 and Connor Clifton's 2 our Clinton Collision hits of the game. Now, injury report. You heard there from Don Granato there toward the end. It's brought to you by Losi and Ganji, Buffalo's workers' compensation and personal injury attorneys working hard for hardworking Western New Yorkers. Well, Tage Thompson left the game with a lower body injury. He didn't return for the second period, didn't play the third, obviously, either. Tage Thompson wouldn't play, Don Granato said, if there was a game tomorrow. And he said it's said maybe like it wouldn't have been labeled as day-to-day. So for as good news as the Sabres came into this game with just the Samuelson injury, now they have the Tage Thompson injury, obviously. I guess, you know, if Buffalo had a playoff game upcoming, I guess if I'm reading between the lines, Don Granato maybe makes it sound like it would have been questionable if Tage Thompson would have been available. Now, who knows, you know, playoff series or not, but he at least said he maybe wouldn't have the day-to-day label. So that's not great for Tage, that how he finishes his season early there, not coming out to play the second or the third due to injury. We'll read some tweets in a moment, but let's get the scores in next here. They're brought to you by Alex's Place in Batavia. Oh, man, now I want ribs. All right, final. How about this one in Detroit? The Red Wings were down 4-2 in the third period. They scored 2 late, force overtime, and then in the OT, win it by a score of 5-4. Lucas Raymond got his 31st of the season. That's after Raymond scored with 1:17 to go in regulation. He scored with 25 seconds left in overtime to give Detroit an all-important 2 points. They remain tied with Washington for the final playoff spot right now in the Eastern Conference. If the season ended today, the Caps would be in. They do have the tiebreaker. So the Wings need a win and then need Washington to either get 1 or 0 points in their finale. Other games, Pittsburgh remains within a point behind both Detroit and Washington as they won their game at home against Nashville 4-2. And Washington, as I mentioned, they won their game shutting out Boston 2-0. The Islanders won in New Jersey by a score of 4-1, and the Rangers shut out Ottawa 4-0. A couple of games going on right now. At the end of the first period in Edmonton, Oilers all over the Sharks 4-0. And with a minute to go in the first period in Los Angeles, the Wild have a 1-0 lead on the Kings. All right, so what does this mean for all the standings? Well, we know a couple of things. The Islanders have officially clinched the third spot in the Metro. They will play 2-seed Carolina in the opening round in that Metro Division matchup. The Rangers have clinched the division and the President's Trophy and the number one seed overall. The Rangers win 7 of their last 10 to get that done. They will face Wild Card 2, which probably is either going to be Washington or Detroit, whoever ends up getting. Now, if Washington wins, they're in. And they'll face the Rangers. If Washington gets 1 point or less and then the Red Wings win, well, then it'll be Detroit in. Now, if the Capitals and the Wings both lose their games and then Pittsburgh wins, Pittsburgh actually has the tiebreaker on both Washington and Pittsburgh. So that's how it plays out as of this moment. Capitals control their destiny. You know, if they win in their last game tomorrow night, they'll be the last team in. In the Atlantic, we still don't know who's going to win the division title between Boston and Florida. The Bruins have a 1-point edge right now, 109-108 over Florida. Both Boston and Florida play tomorrow, and then we'll find out who plays Wild Card 1, which is Tampa, and who matches up with third place, Toronto. Okay, hope you got all that. There's your NHL standings look. It's brought to you by Native Pride and Tall Chief Cigars. Stand tall with Native Pride. By the way, I didn't get a chance to tell you earlier, all of our interviews from earlier with Paul Hamilton, our Blue and Gold Lock'em Reports, they were brought to you by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. Early detection of cancer is our goal. Get in the game at roswellpark.org/WGR. All right, let's read some tweets. We love to read what the fans have to say. We get our ServPro first response from the fans. ServPro of Central Buffalo's Team Luzzy responds first and faster to any size disaster. You can always send me your thoughts after each and every game at Brian WGR. All right, couple of people responding to Eric Comrie. Comrie basically said, look, it's such an honor to play with these guys. It's an honor to be the Buffalo Sabre. He was just trying to enjoy it tonight. He said it's sad that it's come to an end. So Joe coming in just saying, man, dot, 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 dot. Yep, that was a tough one right there. Let's see, some other people chiming in. Number one, Eucalyte says, Buffalo Sabre, they cannot forgive what you did to him. That's Eric Comrie. Tony says, sounds like a classy guy. Steph says, I truly wish him all the best. Seems like a great person both on and off the ice. I want nothing more for him to get what he deserves. So a lot of thoughts there on what is happening there with Eric Comrie. And a couple of nice wishes there. Jenna says, listening to the postgame, thank you, Brian and Paul. Appreciate you, Jenna. Thank you for listening. Liam says, I listen to almost every game from the app in Sacramento, California. You guys do a great job. Looking forward to next season. Thank you, Liam. I think it's a great tweet to end with. Appreciate it. And wherever you are all listening from, whether on the app, whether on the website, or on the radio on WGR 550 on the AM side, we appreciate you listening with us all season long. All right, TJ, you've been our producer for the majority of the games this year. You and I have been doing this together for a long time. I'll let you have a little final thought here on this season here as it comes to an end. Game 82 done tonight.
Yeah, thanks. It stinks to get here and have the season end the way it did after hoping that they would start the year off coming out hot and making things go the same way they did last year with the scoring, and they finally got improved goaltending, but it's not the way it was. The nice thing is, and I feel like a lot of people aren't going to like to hear this, I don't think you need to make too many changes to the current roster. You'll obviously get a few players out through free agency. But I don't know. I don't know where they go from here. I don't know what's going to happen with Don. I don't know what's going to happen with Kevin Adams. It's tough because you do see some of the makings of where they're going as an organization, and you wish those results matched where you thought they were going, and so far they haven't.
Yeah, well said. I think this year, I mean, because we had these expectations, TJ, of kind of playoff or bust, and I think the general manager is the one that kind of gave us that green light to think that way.
Yeah.
It was finally trending in the right direction. They were super likable. People liked the coach. People liked the players. And we all came in with the only thing I think I had the major question about was goaltending going to be there? When in fact, that was there for almost the entire season, and it was maybe even beyond our expectations. And a lot of the other items elsewhere did not go their way, and I guess maybe a little egg on my face. I remember saying probably on this last broadcast last season, hey, if the Sabres could just get above-average goaltending, they would be a playoff team for sure. Well,
They got better than above-average goaltending. They got a top-10 season from UPL here. They got good games out of Devin Levi when they asked him to come up late in the year. I really don't know much what more they could have done at that position other than what they essentially did and have it go better. The scoring really had to take a nosedive for us to be here, for that to be the case. And I mean, we're talking about a few games here. There's one against Vancouver. One against Dallas, where they couldn't find the back of the net to save their life. Plenty of chances, and nothing would go in. That feels like a lot of the story this year, of plenty of chances not going in. I think Paul has said a number of different times that I don't think we've ever seen a team hit the post the way the Sabres do this year. It just did not seem to want to go their way when it came to the offensive part of the game, especially for players like Dylan Cousins. Tage Thompson found his way late in the year, but other than that, it was a tough year for a lot of the players who were expected to take a leap forward, except for J.J. Paterka, who had a phenomenal year.
I agree. Yeah, and I think if you look at those big stage moments, you mentioned a couple of games. I'll even mention, throw in there some other games like the games right before Thanksgiving that they lost to Washington when they were up 3-1 late in the game and then ended up losing there. The two games against Anaheim, when you lost both of those in regulation, like those are tough ones to swallow.
Yep.
But to me, maybe the biggest two that are going to bother me the most are the two games in Detroit, the one in mid-March and the one here in the beginning of April, when they still, going into those games, had all the good vibes, had still the, hey, if we win this, we are legitimately right there.
Yep.
And both times they scored one goal and one goal.
In both of those games, they were 4 points out.
Both of those
out.
Goals, ironically enough, were both power play goals and by the same player, Tage Thompson. But to score one and one in monster games against Detroit, a team that you were maybe supposed to be taking a spot from this year. Instead, maybe it'll be the Wings that are taking a spot. I still worry about the fact, how will they handle the big moment? Because I agree with you, it doesn't seem like there has to be a lot of tinkering roster-wise, but can we trust this group to handle the big moment better next season? And that I don't really have any reassurance about.
And I think that's where you kind of go into the realm of, is this the right coach to lead this group of guys into the playoffs for the first time in 13 years? I think that's going to be a big question moving forward, and it's going to be something that could possibly even make or break their next season if they do end up keeping Don and it doesn't go well.
Yep, I think the coaching decision will obviously be front and center. We know the Sabres have held a press conference for later this week. As of this moment, Don Granato's scheduled to be a part of it. Obviously, that could change. But we'll find out shortly, later this week, if Don Granato's back or not. If he's there answering questions about next seasons, I would think that that's the indication there that he's going to be back. I'm sure Kevin Adams would announce it, that he would be back at that point.
Right.
If the press conference is solely Kevin Adams, well, that press conference could be opening up with him talking about a coaching change. So we may find out in the upcoming days whether or not he'll be back or not. I think there's a lot of likable traits about Don Granato, but I guess I will say this. That in professional sports can really only take you so far. TJ, what NHL coach from any other franchise, if you said miss the playoffs, miss the playoffs, miss the playoffs 3 years in a row, would you still have job security? And I can't paint a scenario with any other team where that would be the case.
There's only one situation I can think of, and it was happening over in Detroit with Jeff Blashill. Their head coach was there for quite some time after Mike Babcock had left. And I think he was their AHL coach, but I know that after Babcock left, they never made the playoffs. And I want to say he was there for five-ish seasons. And Don's about to enter his fifth.
This will be his fifth upcoming. Yeah.
Right.
He took over in the COVID year for our friend Ralph Krueger, and now has had three full seasons. So he's had three and a half seasons.
Okay. Okay.
So this will be
his fourth full season and his fifth behind
fourth
the
full
bench.
Season upcoming if they do have him return. Correct.
Right. Okay. Well, like I said, we'll see what happens with that and where they go from there. But there's only one situation I can think of, and that seems extenuating at this point.
Yeah. And here's what's even more tough to swallow. You didn't even have to be better than last year. You could have been the same, and you would have made it. The most that Washington or Detroit can get to is 91. That's where the Sabres were last year.
Yep.
If you get 91
I'm
again.
I'm sure they have more regulation wins than both of them. Am I wrong?
Let's see here. As of this moment, 33. Yep. They would have the tiebreaker on all of them.
Yeah, that figures.
So had the Sabres gotten to 91, they would be in. I think we'll leave it at that moment right there. I think that.
It's time to go, Brian.
It's time to go.
It's time to cut it off.
Yeah. Yeah, 91 would have done it. All right, well, it ends in Tampa tonight, 4-2 the final in game number 82. Before we say goodbye here on our Upstate Honda Dealers postgame show, got some people to thank. First of all, at Odyssey and our flagship station, WGR, want to thank Alan Davis and Tim Wenger for their support of the broadcast. We appreciate their efforts all year long, being our leaders here. And then you just heard from TJ. The producers are really the ones that really keep us on our toes, keep us organized, keep us all together, make sure we sound good on the air. TJ Luckman, Evan DePasquale, Zach Jones, we appreciate their work throughout the broadcast this year. TJ, I know you do the bulk of them. It was a pleasure working with you again, so thank you. Great job as always.
Thanks, Brian. I love working with you guys and always appreciate putting on a good show.
Yes, thank you. Others to thank, our crew from KeyBank Center, Pat Mollicaro. We know Pat's off to his Bisons broadcast. Make sure you listen to him all spring and summer. My brother, Jonathan Koziel, as well. Those two helping me out at KeyBank Center, being our on-site producers and anchors. Paul Hamilton, of course, our reporter. Great job, as always, as he's been covering the team forever. Tom Matty is our engineer for our Sabres broadcast. Tom does a wonderful job making sure that we're on the air and getting everything that we need. Thank you, Tom Matty, for your work. Our pregame show hosts all year, beyond myself, Shope and the Bulldog. Thank you guys for your work during the weeks. Of course, our game announcers, Dan Dunleavy, Rob Ray. And from the Sabres PR department, Nicole Hendricks, Chris Durkin, and everybody from the Sabres PR department, thank you for your help for all the games this year. And my name is Brian Koziel. I want to personally thank all of you for listening. I would love to be doing more playoff games with you here. Of course, if you want to keep listening to me on WGR, I'll be on Tee to Greens on Saturdays throughout the spring and the summer. You know I love doing that, but I was hoping maybe this weekend we'd be ready to be lining up game one of a playoff series. But nevertheless, we'll be back soon to talk Sabres hockey with you. I'm Brian Koziel. We'll end it tonight here at Game 82, the final score one more time from Tampa. It was the Sabres 4 and the Lightning 2, and the Sabres season coming to an end. Thanks for listening. Appreciate everybody here on the broadcasts. And for all you Sabre fans, thanks so much for your support. We'll talk to you next season right here on the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network. Good night, everyone.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.